Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carrie Souser and we're going to talk a bit about her background and her book. And first of all, good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning.
Well, Carrie, it's been exciting that you have published a book and we're going to be talking about what's in that book. But before we do that, I think people need to get acquainted with you and your background that brought you to this point. I know you were a nurse. Well, you still are, I'm sure. When did all that start? When did you get interested, Carrie?
I became interested in nursing when I was in grade school and decided at that time that I was going to be a nurse.
Was there a particular instance or that kind of brought that on? Or you just, you know, how we are with we're kids, we kind of hear things.
I just decided.
Very good. Well, since then, you've come a long way, gone through lots of study. Let's kind of review how you've been through your studies and the various experiences that you've had.
Well, I went to nursing school in Lincoln, Nebraska, and graduated in 1968. After the fact, I got married and raised my children. I worked in emergency room, pediatrics, OB, just med-surg type nursing. In approximately 1981, I was motivated to return to school, and so got my family nurse practitioner certificate. After that time, I worked in a variety of settings with different doctors, covering mostly ER and family practice in an office setting.
So you have worked with people of all ages in a lot of different settings that have given you experience, I think, to move on to the next stage.
Yes, that's true. So in the early 90s, I had three events that happened in my life. I was working with a physician that suggested I take a course on alternative medicine. I had the sweetest little man come to my office, and he was 95 in very good health. And he suggested, was talking about herbs and various exercises he did. And then my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and that motivated me. Because I am so much like my mother, I decided that if cancer was in my future, I'm going to do everything I could to prevent it. And so that started my path.
Okay. And, that wasn't, I don't know if it was an easy decision, but it certainly wasn't a popular kind of thing to talk about alternative medicine and herbs and those kind of healings and so on at that time.
Definitely correct. And I can think about back in those days when I worked in family practice, I'd have patients see me about herbs and I said, oh, you know, just don't do that. But it's because I didn't understand the underlying on how to use them and how they work together.
Okay. So then you didn't just say, okay, I'm going to do this. You, again, have gone through lots of study to reach the point you're at now.
That's correct. So I enrolled in some online studies. It was called Clayton College of Natural Health. And got my bachelor's and master's and doctorate, giving me a naturopath degree in 2003.
And then you did set up your own practice, and then you not only set up your own practice, you set up your own space. And you might talk a little bit about the space that you have now.
Well, currently our office is located, for those people in the area, it's the old Walnut Grove office building. We call it complementary care. I named it complementary care. To me, it means multiple people working together to help others. So we have a variety of settings. I have my practice. We have a health food store, organic grocery. We have thermal imaging. We have orthobiotomy, reflexology, foot detox, massage therapy, and a couple more I might have forgotten at this moment.
And plus you have your grocery store and sell other kinds of things too. They go all, it just all kind of fits together. I think I go back to the term holistic, that it looks at the whole person.
Yes, that is correct.
So that still is an acceptable term.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, you did your thesis, your doctorate on a topic that you've now put into a book.
That's correct. So my dissertation for my PhD was on adrenal stress and fatigue. And because the majority of people I see, they come in to see me and say, you know, I am so tired. My doctor tells me I'm depressed. I'm not depressed. I am just tired. How can you help me?
So how does this fit in, do you think, then, to this, holistic, and I'm going to ask you about a tree here in a moment, but, you know, if others say, well, that's not a diagnosis, how do you find that to say, yeah, that's really the problem?
Well, you kind of look at patient history, and there's several modes of healing. We're like a three-legged stool. So if your hormones are off and your adrenals are off and your thyroid is off, you're unbalanced. You can't stand. And so those are some underlying things to correct. And also very, very important for healing is digestion. So if you're not digesting or on medications for reflux and stuff, one of the very first things to correct is digestion.
Let's talk about the tree. How do you relate health and healing to a tree?
Well, the new terminology, we started as alternative medicine, and the term became more complementary medicine. Current term is now functional integrative medicine that can be used interchangeably. So functional integrative medicine, we can describe ourselves as a tree. So oftentimes different physicians and practices, they take care of their little branch of the tree. It may be cardiology, OBGYN, respiratory or whatever, and they'll treat their branch of the tree. But sometimes those different individuals forget that all of those branches come down and make your trunk. Well, integrative functional medicine then, instead of looking at those tree branches, looks at the roots of the problem. And so we're a farm community, and all of the farmers or gardeners know that if you don't have healthy roots, then your trunk and your leaves are not going to be healthy. So we work at trying to help the roots be healthier. Now, there is a time and a place for acute treatment. So that's also very important. So working together, to me, is primary goal for me.
So let's talk a little more about the book. We've talked about that it is about adrenal stress and fatigue. The title actually is Exhausted and Drained. It's Not Just in Your Brain. So what do we find out when we take a look at your book?
Well, basically the book is based on my dissertation, and I made it a little more user-friendly. So it describes the adrenals, what they do, signs and symptoms of adrenal stress, some of the diagnostic procedures that you use, such as saliva testing to determine that, basically how to balance it, and then we'll go into healing modalities, nutritional things, herbs, and again, balancing that three-legged stool.
A couple of things as I look through your book that I thought were very helpful. One, you have a page or two of those abbreviations, what those letters stand for, and I think that, I don't know if it's in medicine more than other fields, but in medicine, I'm going, you just kind of spiel off these letters and go, what's that? So you have those in your book. I think that's very helpful. And then the other thing that you worked on a great deal in your dissertation were all the references, where you found your information. And Carrie, I think that's very important in a field like this.
Well, I think so too, because I think you need to document where you got the resources. I do have 25 pages of documentation and criteria. And those references are supporting what is in the book.
Okay. And of course, then your personal experience is just complements all of that. Now, Carrie, you talked about people coming to Atlantic, but not all of your patients, clients come to Atlantic.
That's correct. I do have some people come from, of course, Atlantic and the surrounding area. I have some from Omaha. I have one from Lincoln that drives over Des Moines. And I also do some phone consults with individuals in other states. And we fill out charts and everything just the same way. So I do a pretty comprehensive. We do tests. We just do phone consults as needed.
Okay, Carrie, how can we get your book and what does it cost?
Well, the book is $14.95, and it is available on Amazon as well as here at our office at 201 Lynn Street here in Atlantic.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Carrie Souser, for, I think, explaining a lot of answers to questions, and we want to make sure that people know about your book. So until next time, here's a thought. If you think or to yourself that someday I'm going to laugh about this when you've had a bad day, don't wait. Laugh about it now.